Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Chasing Excellence with Anora. It's a really great episode, episode 9. I am so very happy because we are about to end season 1 with our final episode of episode 10. So stay tuned and watch out. We might definitely be seeing a guest. Now, in order to talk about, you know, what we talked about before in our last episode, we talked about self-identity. And I said that we are going to be talking about the part 2 of self-identity in episode 9. And that is what we're definitely going to talk about. But first, I want to revisit the questions that I spent my time asking on the first episode. I got some pretty useful answers from friends or people I don't know. But I just want to say thank y'all for leaving the comments. Remember, if you're a new person that is going to join us, my podcast is available on all platforms, and you can get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Leave a comment, leave something below to inspire others. What we're going to do is visit that question, but first, even with other comments that people left, I think one voice note. Remember, you can send a voice note to Anchor if you're using the platform of Anchor to listen to my podcast. A person left a voice note on that platform, and it was a really, I don't know how to put it, great insight on whatever I talked about the last episode. And she also went further to answer the question, so we're definitely going to be hearing that voice note on play here on this podcast. So just sit and relax. Before we visit our answer to the question, we are going to listen to what this person said. And you know how the drill is. If you think the person is right, you leave a comment below. If you think the person is not right or you want to argue, leave it all in there. I'll be able to see the replies. I don't think many other people will be able to see it unless I make you see it. But it's definitely good conversations. And I feel like if you continue to leave more, you continue definitely to inspire other people and, you know, definitely make the world a better place. Man, I gotta stop using the word definitely. It's become part of my everyday vocabulary. It's not like I say it to other people in general, but it's like when I'm on here recording for y'all, definitely is a word. It's my favorite word. And it's not. So, I don't know. But, you know, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. So, on to the voice note.
Okay. So, what you said about, the example you made about if you're being asked who are you, and then I was like, yeah, definitely the person is going to be like, oh hi, I'm Alexis, I'm this, or maybe, oh hi, this is my name, this is where I come from, this is where I go to school, or something like that. And then I was like, okay, so then if she's saying that we shouldn't be looking at the surface of what has been asked, we should think of the depth of the question that's been asked. I'm like, yeah, you think you know yourself, but if you're being thrown at, or if that question is being thrown at you, and then you are and then they tell you no, not just your name and everything, but actually think of who you are, who are you, you'll be stuck for a second because you probably never thought of that. You're always oh, if someone asks me who am I, I just tell them.
Wow. That was really, really, I don't know. You all know the word to use, because I can't describe the way she is part of the Gen Z. I am part of Gen Z. And we know how it is because we are actually experiencing it. And so it hits different when someone from Gen Z explains it that way, because you definitely know that that person has experienced what he or she is talking about. And that's what I like about that statement she made. So back to our question from the last episode, I said, do you think your family's morals and trainings that they instilled in you is strong enough to withstand the hold that society can have on a teenager or young adult? Because when we think of it this way, generally, not only in America, every other country in the world, where you grew up in a family, oh, no cursing and no saying bad words or no doing this, no doing that. And then you come out into the society and then you see your best of friends doing the exact same thing and making it so normal. Because definitely society has normalized things that we don't usually do. We all know that. But if you see your best friends and the people you trust so much doing that, do you think that your morals are strong enough to withstand that? Some people say, yeah, oh. Some people say, yeah, oh. I was taught to not do this. I was taught to not do that. And I don't know. Eventually, they end up doing whatever they said they weren't supposed to do. But others, they say, oh, I'm supposed to not do this. And they actually go with it and, like, go with their training and be like, oh, I know this is bad and I know I'm not supposed to do it. Just to be clear, I am definitely not going to be answering this question. And what I mean by not answering, I mean taking a side. Because if I answer the question, I am definitely taking a side. And in this podcast, I want to be as neutral as possible because I am the host. It is for y'all to decide what you think. Basically giving your opinions, because that's what we're all about, growing. You can never let someone dictate whatever you believe in life. You know, you ask questions, you get answers, you grow as an individual, as a group, as a community, as society, as a whole, you know, as the world, you grow. So I'm definitely going to be neutral on that position, but I just want to say that sometimes family trainings and morals can be able to withstand the peer pressure and the hold that society has on teenagers. But at the same time, it can wither because it might not be as strong as one portrays it to be. That is what I'm gonna say. So that statement does not imply that I side with anybody. I just put it the way it is, and it is the way it is. If you can argue, you know what to do, comment below. And now we're gonna move on to basically the main session, which is self-identity part 2. Again, like I said, just because you're listening to this episode does not mean you're gonna automatically figure out yourself as, oh, I'm this kind of person. No, I'm not here to do that for you. I'm here to help you navigate that pathway. You on your own are gonna figure out who you are as a person. Because that is a question everyone will get to answer at some point in life. So, the second version, basically, your comfort zone. So, if the greatest enemy of self-confidence is fear, then the greatest enemy of human achievement is the comfort zone. Psychologists have determined that each of us have a natural tendency to slip into a zone of performance and behavior where we are comfortable, one that is easy and unchallenging. And then we tend to stay there. Why? Because that's a comfort zone. That is a place that we know we are not disturbed. And most people are in a comfort zone of their own making. Now, what do I mean? Your attitude and your personality, your habitual way of responding to people and life is your comfort zone. Because you know it's a place basically that you create for yourself. When you're out there in the world, you can just go back into that shell and stay as your own person. Now, this quote was gotten from a very beautiful, great book I would definitely recommend to y'all. The name of the book is The Power of Self-Confidence by Brian Tracy. I got this book as a gift on my 14th birthday from my best of friends. I'm not going to mention names. It would definitely cause controversies. Okay, so the natural tendency once a person gets into a comfort zone is to resist any kind of change, even beneficial change. So we can see how that is a problem. Yes, we understand that humans need their comfort zone, sometimes need to retreat from society and go back into that shell. But at the same time, if you know that that comfort zone is going to resist any kind of change, especially beneficial change, then how is that of any good to us? What we need to understand is that when we are out of that comfort zone, when you decide to have that confidence and that high self-esteem to step out of that comfort zone and go into a place where you're stepping out into a place that will reveal to you what you like and what you dislike, what you can do and what you cannot do, what you can tolerate and what you cannot tolerate. And that is why it is a pure pathway, a pathway that you can navigate now to especially know who you are as a person, what you can do and what you cannot do, what you like and what you dislike, what you think you can tolerate and what you think you cannot tolerate. All those things make up who you are. I can't figure out that for you. You have to figure out that by yourself. You gotta know all these things, and you can never know unless you step out of that comfort zone. And how can you step out of that comfort zone? Have a self-esteem that is so high that you know you won't be scared to go into the world someday and show them what you're made of. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I am so pleased that I have y'all here. I know that these past few months have been rough, but I definitely just want to say thank you for the recent achievement of 500 total plays throughout my podcast episodes. I am so grateful. Please continue to listen, continue to share, continue to comment, because it is definitely helpful. Thank y'all. See you again. Next episode, episode 10, watch out, and Anara is out.